Hey, welcome back to the Kahale'ola Massage Podcast. This is Aaron. And today I'll continue our series on massage styles, and we'll talk about one of my personal favorites, trigger point therapy. So, trigger point therapy was developed by, I think it was two osteopaths, Janet Travell and David Simon. What they did was they compiled, well, they documented, you know, specific trigger points and then compiled them into books and stuff. And so what you need to know is that, like, trigger points are little small knots in muscles that create tension or weakness. The tension leads to decreased circulation, you know, typical physiology with the muscle. And then the issue with trigger points is that it refers pain to a different area. So the pain is not localized to the muscle that's injured, but it also sends a pain to another part of the body. Like, the strokes that we use with trigger point therapy are either kind of direct pressure to the affected muscle or kind of small discrete strokes on top of those tight bands. Direct pressure kind of wears you out as a therapist, especially if your rule of thumb is don't use your thumbs. The one thing that normal people do when they give massages is wear their thumbs out. They always say that, you know, their hands are sore or whatever. And, you know, a lot of times when they talk about deep tissue massages, we're really kind of doing trigger point therapy. So you're finding and addressing these little taut bands that are referring pain. You know, you're trying to just do small strokes, you know, a couple centimeters on top of the muscle, kind of, you're bringing blood flow, circulation back into the muscle itself. You know, sometimes you'll feel it throb, you know, it'll alleviate the pain, you know, in the referred area. So the benefits of that are reducing pain, reducing joint stiffness, alleviating headaches, because a lot of times smaller muscles in the face, in the neck, in the back can lead to, you know, what people think of tension headaches, cluster headaches, you know, things of that nature. We'll get into that down the road. So for me, I think I picked up a book. It was like the self-care book about trigger point therapy, and I really dug it. So for me, I've really integrated a lot of what I do, my therapeutic massage style, using trigger point therapy. Especially with headaches and stuff, there's, you know, like the upper trap, you know, lends itself to referring pain to the side of the neck, you know, suboccipital muscles, you know, refer pain into the eyeballs. And, you know, when you go to the doctor, they don't know what's wrong with you. They do tests, MRIs, nothing comes up. And if you go to a massage therapist who does trigger point therapy, they know these referred pain patterns. And so for me, a lot of times, you know, people come in with issues and, you know, they massage those specific areas. One of the key ones I always do is people always come in with point of the shoulder right above the bicep attachment. They're like, oh, it hurts right there. It's kind of deep. I massage that area. It doesn't do anything. And first thing I do is, you know, they're laying on their back. I start working on, you know, infraspinatus. And they're like, why are you working on that? 10, 15 minutes later after I'm done, they're like, the pain is gone. That makes no sense. And I just tell them that's the typical referred pain pattern of the infraspinatus. People are happy that, you know, some of these referred pain patterns. And I think it's really useful in terms of, you know, integrating this into massages. You know, after you do your evaluation, your Swedish, you can always kind of find these small trigger points. You know, you roll over them with the effleurages, and then you'll use thumb if necessary, but you can use your forearms, you can use, you know, your knuckles, you can use side of hand, elbows, whatever's effective. But the thing with trigger points is that you don't necessarily have to press very hard because the spots are already going to be very sensitive. You apply as much pressure as necessary. You're not trying to overpower the knot itself. So yeah, that's trigger points. I think next time we'll get into shiatsu. So I will talk to you guys later.